Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to the Inside Jag Nation podcast, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I am Associate Athletic Director for Media Relations, Brian Freeman, and this week our guest visiting with us is Senior Safety Devon Earl from the football program. Devon, thanks for stopping by.
No problem. I'm glad to be here.
First off, you're heading into final game of the regular season. Jaguars will play New Mexico State at noon on Saturday at Ladd Peebles Stadium. You guys are 5-6. You need one win to get into a bowl game. You've had some big wins: Mississippi State, San Diego State. Also, some losses in the Sun Belt. So, kind of feels like, as someone who's kind of watched and been with you guys along the way, a bit like a roller coaster. Talk about kind of the emotions, the highs, the lows, and how you and the rest of the guys try and handle and manage that.
Yeah, like you said, it really has been a roller coaster. We talked before the season, just knowing that I talked specifically to the team about what we've been through in the past couple of years, and it's always been a roller coaster since I've been here. It's been ups and downs. You win some games, you lose some games, but I think we knew going into the season that we would face a up and down season where we would not play our best some games and we'd play really good some games. And we talked about before the season just not getting too high, not getting too low, just really just keeping an even keel throughout the whole season and just grinding throughout the whole season and really embracing the grind.
You know, you were one of four seniors who was selected captain when that vote was made in the middle of the season. You know, what does that mean for you in terms of how you see your role on this team, and what kind of responsibilities does being a captain bring that you are trying to take care of?
Mm-hmm. I think first of all, it says a lot that about my teammates and what they think about me. I tried to, the years I was here, I tried to really just gain a relationship with not only just people that have been here the whole time with me, but people that just got here, got younger guys that I can kind of mentor. So I think that says a lot about the relationship I've built with individuals on the team. I think my role is always been to bring the energy and to bring the energy every day and to always have just a good spirit and that smiling face and just enjoying the game of football and showing how you can enjoy it and work hard every day. So, I mean, that's always been what I've kind of just hung my hat on, and I think people around here notice that.
Now, you talked about not just hanging with the older guys in your class who've been here a while like you have, but trying to take some younger guys under your wing. What do you do as a mentor? You know, what are you trying to teach them, and how do you go about doing that?
It's really just you do it by your actions, by your own actions, and how you go about every single day. I try to do it by just bringing a good attitude and a good work ethic every day, and just having a positive attitude. I think younger guys, sometimes you get in here and you're not used to the grind of the everyday watching film and going to practice, and you can kind of get in a little funk. So I mean, I just try to show the younger guys and guys that are under me that, I mean, you can enjoy this thing every day, and you can enjoy the meeting times and the workouts and the practices, the long hard practices, and really just realize how much fun it is and the privilege that you have as being a Division I athlete.
So as we said before, New Mexico State on Saturday. It's a Sun Belt Conference game. It's the last game of the regular season. What do you guys do to prepare for that? I mean, not just the fact that, yes, you're going to be out on the practice field a couple times, but, you know, even give us insight into what goes into a game week and the different things that you guys do so that you are ready when you take the field on a Saturday.
Early in the week, it's more just getting used to our opponent and figuring out who our opponent is. I mean, today we'll have just like a preliminary, just base like personnel type meeting where we'll look at who we're facing. Obviously, we'll look at size, weight. Who's going to start, backups, and just base personnel and things of that nature. And then towards the end of the week, it's more specific. I guess you would say you go from broad to specific throughout the week. And towards Thursday, Friday, you wind it down into little things that you need to style, little things that you need to see when you're on the field. So I mean. Yeah, like I said, it goes from broad to more specific throughout the week.
And I know last week was different because you had the holiday and a different class schedule. But, this late in the season, describe a typical day and what your schedule looks like.
For me, Tuesdays are really probably my most hectic days. I usually get up and get a good workout in at 7:45, and then go grab some breakfast, get some study hall hour in for about hour and a half, treatment. I got a class, and then come back, go to practice, and then I got another class at night. So, I mean, it's a full day. It's a very eventful day, and I try to enjoy it.
One of the things that you guys do, and you've touched on a little bit, is watching film. When you are in that meeting room and you're watching, or you're on your own free time and you come back to look at some stuff, how do you do that? What are you looking for? And how much time do you put into that? And how much does it help?
It helps a lot. I mean, and we put a lot of time in. I feel like I said, early in the week it's more broad and you're trying to just figure out who they have on the field in certain personnel groupings and certain formations. And then towards the end of the week, for me, I kind of look for just tendencies and little things that I can pick up on, like quarterback, just his his cadence, even like just small things as how running backs maybe like hold on to the ball or how they fight for extra yards at the end of plays. I mean, I've kind of hung my hat on just getting turnovers and trying to strip the ball. So towards the Thursday, Friday, I look to more of that and how they secure the ball and who I can attack and things of that nature. But really, it's a lot of back and forth, me and Coach Womack and other coaches and other I feel like older guys, we kind of talk back and forth and what we're comfortable playing against the players that we're playing against this week, and we kind of just work together and have a good form of communication between us and the players that are going to play in the coaches, so that they know that we're comfortable in what we're playing and that we're confident in it.
Well, Saturday will be senior day. You and a large group of guys, over 20, will be on the field before the game with family, friends, and a little bit of the ceremony that goes into it. Now that you're finally going to be in that group, what do you expect your emotions are going to be like pregame on Saturday?
I've thought about it the past, I guess, couple days. I've seen a lot of groups come through here and kind of had the feelings of you need to win a game to go to a bowl game, and then the year before that we had already kind of clinched the bowl game. So I mean, mixed feelings really. I'm so grateful of the opportunity I got coming here, and I know I'm going to be thinking about that and thinking about just this is my last collegiate football game and stuff like that, and last time my parents get to see me play and sister gets to see me play, and I mean, all that's going to be on my mind and on my heart. I feel like I'll be just ready to just leave it all out on the field. I mean, this is my last time putting the red, white, and blue on and going and playing last. So I think most of all I'll try to enjoy it and try to cherish it and really take time out to walk the field and really take it all in for the last time. So I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm ready to enjoy it.
So, looking at your career over the last 4 years, you know, you came in and as a true freshman, you were really a special teams player. And then it was as a sophomore, you got some time as a defensive back. And then finally at the end of the year, made a couple starts. Talk about what work you put in. What did you do to go from being kind of a role player to more of a featured player and a prominent guy in the starting 11?
I think mainly I paid attention to what was going around me. I've always been an observant type of person, so I feel like I just made sure I learned from guys that were around me. I feel like my sophomore year I made the biggest leap, and just I feel like a lot of the game for me is mental, and I knew I needed to work on my physical, but the mental part of the game really took a step forward my sophomore year, and I think the biggest thing was me being my locker was right next to Malik Harris, and I tell him all the time, you pushed me to be the player that I am now because I got to see him go to work every day and be a senior and lead our defense and to the sixth game wins we had that year and go to a bowl game for the first time. So I think I learned, I kept my eyes open and I didn't talk too much, and I just really just learned from the older guys around me and the guys that I thought that were role models that I needed to follow. And I kind of just picked things from different guys that I liked, and I kind of molded it into my own little philosophy. And I think that was the main growth in the past 2-3 years.
So your first career start in that 2014 season comes at South Carolina. Nothing like a big stage to make that debut. Do you remember the emotions that day and what was going through your mind when you might have been told and figured out that you were going to be on the field for that first snap?
Yeah, I mean, I have been a backup all year, and me and AC always – he was my roommate at the time, and he was the player in front of me. So me and him would always talk about how I need to prepare and how I tried to prepare the way he did as a starter. So going into that week, I didn't actually know that I would start. I didn't really know that I would start until we left on Friday to go to South Carolina. So just it kind of hit me kind of quick. I tried to take it slow and tried to just focus and realize that the work I had put in and the practices I had done before that, I prepared myself as a starter. So just going in, it wasn't anything different. I just was going to get probably 30 more plays than I usually get. So going into it, I was anxious, but I was ready to make a splash and to really just have a little coming out party. And I feel like that's what I did.
It's funny that you say that, because I was going to say that's exactly what you did. As a defense, you guys turned them over 5 times that day, and you had your hand in a couple of them. You had a fumble recovery, had an interception. You know, when you look back now, how much does it mean to you, or how big was it that when you finally got that opportunity to start, that you came through with some big plays?
Yeah, I think what made that happen was I expected it. I feel like I went into it expecting to make plays and expecting to be the guy to make the tackle or to be the guy to force a turnover. So just going out there, I was really just being young and being energetic. And I went into the game yelling at Malik Harris, telling him I'm going to make more plays than him today. And that's what I went out there to try to do, even though he ended up, I think, making the first play, and that kind of just got me going and got us rolling as a defense and just trying to have fun and enjoy myself. And I think that was the main thing. And when I got out there, I just let it all hang out and just not leave anything for granted and just go out there and compete, not only compete against the other team, but compete against some of our guys and some of the guys that I looked up to.
So over the course of your time here, you know, you've racked up some considerable numbers. Going into senior day, you've got 146 career tackles. That's top 10 in school history. Includes 60 this year, which is a career high. But I think the bigger numbers I like to look at, you've forced four fumbles, you've recovered five, and then not just recovered five, but three of them you've taken to the end zone. For a defensive player, explain that knack for finding pay dirt.
That's kind of what I've always been about. In high school, my coach, he would always call me Earl the Squirrel, and he would always say a squirrel's going to find his nut. So that's what I wanted to, you know, always be about. Just always around the ball, around the action, and being around the ball and just having that nature of when I get my hands on it, I'm always going to try to score. And thankfully, I've had great teammates and great blocking and great circumstances to actually get me there.
You know, the ones last year, it seemed like the ball had kind of popped out around the line of scrimmage, but it was in the backfield, and you were already moving towards the end zone. When you clinched the San Diego State win, the team's first over a nationally ranked program, that ball was going forward, kind of squirted through a lot of people. So when you picked it up, there was a lot more humanity you had to find your way around. What do you remember about that play against San Diego State?
Initially, I remember I knew I would have to probably make the tackle. They were in a jumbo formation, and we were in a big formation. So most of the time, as a safety in a big formation, you know you gotta fit a gap and you gotta make a tackle on probably a bigger guy. So going into the play, I knew I would have to make a tackle. I think it was like a third and short or second and short, something like that. Just as the play developed, I just seen a ball pop out, and I think I was really the only one to see it. So, and I kind of knew that when it popped out, that didn't many people know that the ball was on the ground. I knew the quarterback knew, and probably the guy that he was giving the ball to, but everybody else was really just doing their job banging heads. And I was kind of in the back end and saw the ball roll to me and scooped it up and tried to just get to the numbers as quick as possible and get outside. And that's what happened. I really didn't have to run too fast. And I always tell people I'm only going to run fast as I need to run. So I picked it up and ran as fast as I needed to run. I didn't have to outrun anybody, luckily, and got to the end zone.
Well, you came here from Hoover High, and that's a program that's got a very good reputation, does very well on the state level year in and year out. How much did playing high school there and being a part of that team and program help prepare you to play in college?
It was huge. It was probably one of the top factors in me being successful in college. I feel like Coach Niblett and his staff and Coach Rainey and those guys, our defense coordinator, really just know how to prepare a guy for the grind of a college lifestyle and just being a college athlete. I feel like I was a college athlete long before I got to South Alabama and got in college. I was already doing the meetings that most college Division I athletes would do, and I was already having to do workouts in the morning and was expected to be accountable and going to class and being at practice and give them 100% at practice. So I feel like it was just a system. I mean, you get in there and you go to Hoover, and you know that they already have had success, and you know that the mold has been set. All you have to do is abide by the rules and abide by the mode and follow the guys in front of you, and you'll be successful. So, and I knew that going into it. So, like I said, when I got here, I learned from guys older than me. And just like at Hoover, I got a chance to learn from a lot of guys that went on and had good careers in college. Like my guy at Troy, I forget his name. I can't think of his name right now, but yeah, he went to Troy and had a good career and was also about a couple of years. And I got to learn from him and learn from a lot of other guys that came before me at Hoover, and learn from a great coach and two great coaches, well, a lot of great coaches while I was there. And I think they, like I said, just prepared me to go into college and not really be shocked at the everyday regimen that I would have to face.
So describe the recruiting process from you. You had a handful of scholarship offers from other schools and even more than that recruiting you. So what was that like going through it? And, you know, ultimately, who did you seriously consider other than South? And why did you choose to come here in the end?
To be honest with you, I didn't like the recruiting process that much. I just being the player aspect of it. I think it's tough. You got different people tugging at you and want to talk to you all the time. And to be honest with you, I'm not much of a talker on a regular day basis. I mean, I'll talk when I get comfortable with a person, but initially I'm not the biggest talker. So it was something different for me. Going into the recruiting process, I got my first offer from Troy, and then South Alabama came the next – well, actually, I got my first offer from South, and Troy came the next day. Let me rephrase that. And then got UAB and a couple other guys – I mean, a couple other offers from a couple other Conference USA Sunbelt teams. And just going throughout the process, I got those offers in the summer going into junior season. And – I liked South initially, and UAB was always a place that I thought that I would fit in, and I would be able to be successful there. And another place that I really considered was Troy. I had a connection with a coach there that he was a good friend with my defensive coordinator. I knew I would step in and into a system that was kind of like the system I came from in high school. So that was always an option. Just going forward, I prayed about it a lot and talked to my parents a lot. And I think the best decision for me was to leave Birmingham and kind of go out on my own and get away from what I was used to and step into something that was a little bit different and a little bit more of a challenge. I think coming from Hoover, I went into Hoover with, it was a program that was kind of already established and something that was already built. And I just, like I said, fit into the mold and learn from those guys. And I feel like I wanted to step into a situation that was kind of different, and I would be more of forming the tradition instead of just stepping into a tradition. So that played a big part of me coming to South, and I think we've been successful in doing that. The distance going away from home was something that was big in my decision, and forming a tradition was another thing. And I mean, I really liked this coaching staff and Coach Jones and Coach Vincent and the people that were here at the time, and just the City Mobile also, and being not too far from home, not too far from the beach, and having that luxury. So I think all of those played a part in me coming here and making a decision to come here, and having that made it tip the scale more than UAB and Troy.
Now, one of the other little notes people may not realize is that you played point guard for the Hoover basketball team, and you guys were pretty good at that too. And at like your junior year, had a deep run into the state tournament. Compare playing point guard to playing safety.
It's a lot alike. Ever since I really started off in basketball more than football. The first sport I picked up was basketball, and my dad was a basketball player, and that was really the first sport I really fell in love with. And just that, even when I was third, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, playing travel ball with all my friends, I was always pushed to be the one to be vocal and to lead and to – I mean, you're the point guard. I felt like that was what I was supposed to do, even if that wasn't what I was comfortable doing all the time. So I feel like it's the same thing with safety. You're in the back end. You got to make most of the coverage calls. You got to make a lot of calls and get people in spots that they're supposed to be in, and just little nuances of just like point guard. You want guys to be in certain spots and be in maybe 2 yards. I mean, 2 steps outside 3-point line, or a step inside the, like little things like that where they need to be. It's the same thing at safety. You need a guy to probably like step outside. Me and Kalen would always, when I was playing safety and he was playing Husky, I would always tell him, like, look, step outside, or just little nuances that can help us and tips going into the play that I would know that I could just vocal and be vocal and tell everybody that it's coming. So I think I gained that from playing point guard and just being the vocal leader of like little league travel basketball team. So I think that just translated into me playing safety and being a vocal guy on the field.
You still play a lot?
Oh, yeah. I try to – I don't play during the season, but outside of off season, I'm always be found trying to get some shots up or in there, just trying to do a little something on the court.
You're going to be an intramural all-star after this season's over, since you're coming back to finish school next semester?
Yeah, I got a semester. I'm definitely going to be in the rec and playing intramural basketball, just helping out any team that I can help, and whatever basketball knowledge I can throw out there, I'll help them.
So just to come back full circle here, Saturday, noon at Ladd Peebles Stadium. It'll be senior day when the Jaguars take on New Mexico State. When you look back over time, what do you hope that your senior class is remembered for?
I mean, that's a tough question and something I've thought about for a long time. I mean, and had many conversations with a lot of different people around here that have helped build this thing into what it is today. I want to say that our senior class will have had the impact that we changed the culture. We changed a culture from probably expecting not to win many games as a Division I program, just being new, to expecting to compete for Sun Belt championships and to go to bowl games and win bowl games every single year, to a group of guys that really went out to work every single day, a group of guys that created a culture that that we wanted to enjoy ourselves at practice and in workouts and really create a enjoyable culture, a fun culture around South Alabama football, that guys would come in and understand that you can not only work hard, but you can enjoy yourself while you're working hard, and you can have fun and create long-lasting relationships with the people around you and really affect the people around you for the positive. And I think this group of guys that I came through and got to know and got to really grow with and become brothers with, I think we really instilled a work ethic and a character with South Alabama football that no matter who we go and play, if it's an SEC team or if it's a ranked team, that we're always going to be going to be looked at as a task and going to be respected throughout the country. And I think another thing that I want to take credit for is I coined the phrase Upstate University. So I think big schools will understand that when they come and play this team at South Alabama, that they're going to have a task at hand, and they're going to respect that they're stepping into, if they're coming here, they're stepping into a jungle, and if we're coming there, they better be ready, and don't let us spoil their season.
Visiting with senior safety Devon Earl this week on Inside Jag Nation. Devon, we appreciate the time, but before we let you go, we've got some quick hit responses we're looking for from you. So you're going to have to pretend like this is you're facing a 2-minute drill and you got to make plays to get off the field. So first off, not that you have a lot of it, but when you're away from the field house and meetings and practice, what do you like to do with your free time?
Play video games with friends, play Madden. I like playing Madden and 2K16, NBA 2K16. So playing video games, pick up basketball. I like talking smack to these guys around here. So I used to live in the Grove, and the basketball court was right outside my room. So we'd always go out there and talk smack all night and shoot from everywhere and try trick shots and stuff like that. So, shooting basketball and playing video games.
Fair to say basketball is your favorite sport outside of football?
Yep, definitely.
What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
As a fan, That's a tough question. Let's take it back. I'll say South Alabama beating Florida State in soccer, women's soccer. Right after we beat Mississippi State, South Alabama women's soccer beat Florida State. I was at that game. It was electric atmosphere and a great upset for Upset University.
What athletic event have you never been to that you want to get to somewhere in the future?
I would like to see an Olympics event. I like the track and field events at the Olympics. So, yeah, one of these days I would like to see an Olympic event or now that I think about it, a FIFA World Cup. I like soccer and I like different sports. So, yeah, FIFA World Cup or Olympic event.
If you get to go on a dream vacation, where are you going to?
Dream vacation, I am going to London because it's a good place to be in. London.
What's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie is Waist Deep with the incredibly beautiful Megan Good.
Favorite book?
Favorite book? That's a good question. The Bible, obviously. Outside of that, Green Eggs and Ham.
Favorite musical artist?
Musical artist, I got a lot of them. I'm a big music guy, so I'm gonna name off a good couple: Kanye West, Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q, ASAP Rocky, Travis Scott.
And when they go in the future and some director decides he's going to make the Devon Earl story, what actor plays the starring role of Devon Earl?
Oh, that's easy question. Denzel Washington.
We've been visiting with Devon Earl, senior safety from the football program this week. Devon, appreciate the time and best of luck on Saturday.
Appreciate you having me.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!